coming up in this episode.
Sure, you have not been living your divine purpose, your soul's calling. You don't know what is locked up inside of you. Divine source has a way of how to maneuver situations to get you right where you're supposed to be. We're helping the world to awaken. That we want are just projections from other people that we are receiving, because many of us are empaths. Happy Cancer season, everyone. This is Ashley for FD 1111 Ministries. This is the astro prophetic reading for Cancer season. And ironically enough, this was on the bottom of the deck, the Chariot card, which is the card for Cancer. And that is the energy of ascension and evolving. Speaking of which, I just posted the blog post for this Cancer season, and it includes little extra tidbits there, so you can head over to that post and that will be listed down below. And for those that voted on which backing to have for the new Oracle deck, this one won. So yeah, they both were lovely, so it was a difficult decision. I had to ask you guys, family members, and this was the one that won. And low-key, I really like this one a little bit better. Okay, so the pre-orders for the Oracle deck is listed down below. It's the I Am That I Am Divine Guidance cards. I'll be using the sample deck that they sent me. So a little bit about this season. I'm calling it the Divine Feminine Evolution, or the evolution of the Divine Feminine. So when I say that, I'm not referring to just those that identify themselves as women, but I'm referring to the Divine Feminine energy within us all, our intuitive self. So the first moon activity that we have is the new moon in Cancer, which is the continuation of the activations that came through in the summer solstice. So I did post a little short mini video about what the summer solstice represents, and including a ritual that can still be used now. So the new moon in Cancer happens on June 29th at 7 degrees of Cancer at 10:52 p.m. and that's Eastern Standard Time. The Sabian symbol connected to this new moon is two fairies on a moonlight night. And this deacon is represented by the Two of Cups. The Two of Cups is a union, it's an agreement, it's a covenant. This is one of my favorite tarot cards out of the entire tarot. Here we have a divine masculine and a divine feminine. You have the masculine energy reaching out, taking some form of action, while the feminine energy is receiving. So this is indicative of divine masculine and divine feminine energy and how that operates within ourselves. So this could be an external relationship, but it also represents our internal design. This represents communication with the two snakes, but also healing. Relationships, when balanced, they're healing, they're giving, they're receiving life and giving life. And the alchemy reference here is the red lion. That's the consummation of a relationship. And you can look up more on the red lion and what that means. So the summer solstice energy is still prevalent. I posted a short video as well as a ritual on our other channel. And you can still use that ritual throughout this entire Cancer season, because this entire Cancer season is the continuation of that summer solstice activation. So the Sabian symbol, the two fairies on a moonlight night. I'll bring this up here. I will pull one card for this energy, for the moon, using my new deck. I am the Alpha and the Omega. The beginning of the end. So we have a lot of two energy here, where we have the Two of Cups and then we have the Alpha and the Omega. the beginning of the end. So something being completed during this Cancer season, something being completed. It could be during this first couple of weeks of this season, or it could just be a wrapping up of something within this season. One thing, when I was doing my morning divination, I used these dice and the North Node in Cancer came up. And I actually have my North Node in Cancer, but that could be a wrapping up of something, of a cycle for someone. Maybe look at something in your chart. Some healing that's definitely coming through here with the Two of Cups. I'll pull another card. 12, what did I say? Healing. Healing is here. Some type of restoration and retribution for those that may have seemed like they were cheated out of something. So this could also represent commerce. Someone maybe started a business or loaned somebody some funds and they have not received that payback or the retribution that they feel like they deserve. So during this Cancer season, they could see that coming through, or either they could heal to the point in which they let go of their expectations of this situation. That could also be a relationship. Here we have, I am a protector. So during this healing phase, you are protected. If you feel like you're lacking anything, for whoever this may resonate with, that there is protection, divine protection, a hedge over you. I am going to put these back, leave this up, and move on to the next activation, which will be the full moon. The full moon happens on July 13th at 2:37 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at 21 degrees of Capricorn. And this Sabian symbol is a relay race, so competition, and that's ruled by the Four of Cups. So someone could be missing out on some form of fun, or maybe they have overextended themselves. We have here, I am a producer. And what that is telling me is that someone has overextended themselves. Either they have overspent or overindulged in something, and now they have nothing left after that whole situation has taken place. But, however, under that, I am a way maker. So if you, or whoever this may resonate with, feels like you're lacking something, that there's always a way. There's always a lesson to be learned, first of all, but it's always a way of how things can be rectified. And a card just flew out. On the bottom, we have the Father of Cups in the reverse, the Father of Wands up right, the Son of Cups, and then the Hermit, and then we have the Lovers. I think I stop it right there. So the Lovers in the reverse, if this is connected to a relationship, and I feel like I hear family traits, so there could be characteristics that were handed down from the family and family conditions. So the family conditions could be living situations, such as like the mindset of poverty, and the mindset of lack, or working at a certain job or studying a certain field in school, or being attracted to certain types of relationships and people and situations. This feels a lot like family traits here with the Father of Cups, Father of Wands, Son of Cups. So it could be a masculine, that this is what they have the habit of producing situations in their life, and then they end up after they have, you know, lived it up or lived in that type of energy for a while, they step back and they look at what they have produced and they're like, okay, I'm not pleased with it, I'm unsatisfied with it, and then they get pissed, and then they find some type of avenue out of that madness And then they start the cycle over again. It may be different people, but they start the cycle over again. It may be a different situation, but they live that cycle over again. It's like a habitual pattern. And if this is a feminine, this is her masculine energy within her life. These are the representatives in her life, where it could be a father and a big brother and then a younger brother, or this could represent lovers in her life. And she doesn't see her inner beauty or her inner light, her inner strength, and she finds herself not satisfied in connections. Over here, and the way how this card landed was interesting. We have the Seven of Cups, and it landed on I am a waymaker slanted in this deck. But we have the sun facing upward, and then we have the moon facing downward, the way how the card landed. So this person, whatever situation may resonate, they're recognizing their patterns. They're recognizing what is under the surface, where we have the moon. That's the emotional body. And the moon is also exalted in Cancer season. So the mother, the healing is here. They are learning to nurture themselves. So this could be a couple, could be twin flame, could be a soul connection. They're realizing the patterns. She and he are realizing their patterns, but on two separate planes. I'm gonna pull another card from the Ascended Bible Divine Guidance cards. Just ask. Okay. For anyone that feels like they're lacking or they're unsatisfied with their current situation, the Divine Spirit is saying, just ask. Ask and you will receive. Now, for example, if someone's saying, okay, I'm asking for $1 million. You know, where's my $1 million? And the Divine Spirit is saying, okay, it may be over here, all the way over here, and you may be right here, but I'll give you the pathway to find that which you see, what you are seeking. There, you have to bridge the gap between the two. It's not like, bam, just instantaneously like that. It's about the journey of self-discovery along the way. So with that, you seek and you desire is waiting for you, but you have to go through the journey. And we have here the Hermit card, and that represents that journey, that inner journey. You have to take that inner journey to find out who you really are, because a lot of things that we think that we want are just projections from other people that we are receiving, because many of us are empaths. Many of us are products of our environment. We were produced by our environment. So along the way of getting to that goal, you discover what you really want, and then you discover yourself along the path. All right, I'm going to take these cards up. Oops. Every time I do a reading, I change it up a little bit, how the way I do things. Which is perfectly fine. I get bored with stuff. I like change. A lot of Scorpio energy. All right. I am righteous. I am a good shepherd. Confirmation of what I was saying about righteous. Okay, now we have the card that came out was God's chosen. God has great plans for you, those to prosper you and to protect you. We had before, I am a protector. So that goes with I am righteous. So being chosen is a responsibility. It's also a privilege. So being righteous is being on the right path, being on the intuitive path. What are you being intuitively led to do? I'm gonna pick another card. 411, divine insights. Your prophetic, intuitive, and psychic abilities are increasing now. I am the good shepherd. That goes with I am the good shepherd. Being a good shepherd means that you are righteous. You're on your right path. And by you just being on your right path, you're automatically leading and guiding those that are connected to you. It may not be your physical family, like your flesh and blood, but it can be your soul family, because we're all connected. By me living my soul purpose, I'm helping others live their soul purpose. And as people continue to live their soul purpose, instead of being trapped and held back by false ideas, by discontentment, because your soul is not being fulfilled, that we're helping the world to awaken. We have here, I am that I am. That is one of the most powerful statements, I am. And the question would be, what follows I am for you? For you personally, you may be a mother, you may say, I am a mother, I am a father, I am a sister, I am a daughter, I'm a brother, I am a manager of such and such, I'm a college graduate, you know, whatever it may be. But we're talking about from your soul. What is your soul saying? Here with the red lion, that's also connected to the lion's heart. Here we have the arteries and the veins, you know, the valves, I think that's what you call them, that pump the information throughout the body from the heart center. And that leads and guides the heart, the soul. That's where the soul is emanated out into the world. But if you're not living your divine purpose, then your life force, your soul is suppressed. So your heart is ready to express itself. It doesn't want to be confined. It wants to shine the light out into the world. Because as you shine your light, others will see your beacon of light and they will want to shine their light. Like those fireflies, actually, with the new moon, that could be a good spark for to embark on that new journey for those that may not be living their divine purpose, their divine truth. To step out on faith and do that. All right, I will roll these dice. It's a third one, but I dropped it behind my altar and I have to move it. It takes a bit of energy to move it. So this is good enough right here. What we have? We have Mars in Aquarius. So that could be an Aries or a Scorpio with an Aquarius. I feel like this is evolution. Not only do we have the Chariot energy, which is evolution, we also have evolution over here with the Two of Cups, the symbology on there. But with Mars in Aquarius, Aquarius is the truth bringer, the light bearer, the water bearer, and that is connected to innovation and the full charge with innovation. So part of innovation, actually the main part of innovation, is living from the soul purpose. Because if it wasn't for those innovators, we would not have innovation. We would not have technology. That also could be at the change in a lot of technology with changes in the world. I'm going to do one more time. And we have Mars with Cancer. Yeah, it's definitely about evolution and allowing your soul to evolve, allowing your mind to follow suit and evolve. Think outside of the conformities of this world. Out of whatever restrictions have been placed on you, you have to think outside of that. Especially as we're heading more and more into the age of Aquarius, the information age. And that information is not just gathering all this information like social media, where it's a plethora of information, or the news where it's at our fingertips, like just information about the world because the world is under the mind, under the heavens, under the spiritual realms. That information is getting information, getting aligned with your higher self, with your righteousness, and being that good shepherd. Because you're leading somebody, whether you know it or not, whether they come to you and ask you for advice or not, you're leading someone because someone is watching you, even in your physical reality, like around you. People may be watching you from afar, the things that you say, the things that you do, whether they say something to you or not. But also energetically, those that are connected to you, your soul family, they feel you. So if you feel discouraged, or you feel like, oh no, I can't do that, although you know that the divine spirit, your higher self, is asking you to do that, then they also feel that energy too, because we are connected. The Two of Cups, and then we have the Four of Cups. Like, if you feel like, no, I'm not going to do that, you have here an offer from the divine spirit to step into your true divine power. But you see this person sitting under the tree with their arms crossed, like, no, I'm not going to do it. And yeah, you refuse your soul purpose. It's laughable, because you know the divine source has a way of how to maneuver situations to get you right where you're supposed to be. Okay, I think that is all. Divine insights. So yeah, definitely receive those divine insights. That could be through prophetic visions. I hear that's Duke in the background. I hear night sweats. For those that may try to ignore the friendly reminders, night sweats, nightmares, what they call bad luck and stuff, because you have a duty. For whoever this may resonate with, you know, you have a duty. And it, more and more, the world will see this. More and more, the world will see the pressure being placed upon the shoulders of the chosen ones, and even upon the world around them. With all the change that's coming into the world, and rapid change too, quick. You have to be prepared, because you never know who you may have to lead and what your role may be. And it's funny that I chose this deck, where we have the Chariot. It's a, I don't even know what kind of creature this is, but he's dressed in armor. He looks like he's ready for battle. I think if this is the Deviant Art or Deviant Moon Tarot deck, but anyways, this Chariot, he's armed for battle. And I'm not saying people are gonna, physically fight, but it's a spiritual warfare that's happening. And we have Mars energy that came up twice. We have some activity, been having activity happening, but definitely more activity that's going to come on the horizon, that the chosen ones are going to be called upon to help those around them in some way, whatever type of way may come. It could be financial, but I don't really feel like it's that. It's more so like people may come for advice, they may come for prayer, they may come for healing, they may come for a word from you. You don't know what all of your spiritual gifts are, especially if you have not been living your divine purpose, your soul's calling. You don't know what is locked up inside of you, but I bet you will find out real soon whether you take that step willingly or unwillingly. So this card right here, the Four of Cups, always reminds me of Jonah. He sat under that tree and he was so pissed off with those people of Nineveh. So pissed off. He was like, why are you showing them grace and their mercy? And he even tried to run away from the task that God had for him. And what happened? The big bully fish came along, etc. 3 days in darkness, 3 days in the pit. So that pit is symbolic of, we can go into, that's a whole nother discussion anyway, but that's symbolic. And he was put in spiritual time out. So you can't think that you're above like your calling in life, regardless of what you may believe in. If you believe in Yahweh, if you believe in your ancestors or light beings or angels, whatever, it doesn't matter though. Those are all just ways of how humans explain things. But if you have a soul's calling, you have a soul's calling, regardless of what you may believe in, or you may use what words you choose to use to explain what you believe in. Okay, so thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to check out the pre-order link for the I Am That I Am Divine Guidance cards. They're currently on sale, free shipping, as well as a mystery gift. Well, mystery candle, you know. So that will be listed down below, as well as the Cancer Season Pack with journal prompts, tarot spread, etc., etc. The herbs and crystals for Cancer Season, angels to work with for Cancer Season, all of that. You can find that listed down below. You already have the Angel Lunar Planner turned to Cancer Season. All of that will already be there. If you're into biblical magic and divination, you can check out our other channel, the Biblical Ritual Company channel. That would be listed down below. I will be posting rituals for the new moon and the full moon. Until next time, you guys.